open fields surrounded by woods, swamps, and ponds cover the area. This trip is what we all deserve. The most nature we've seen in a while. During the night came a loud shriek, a terrifying noise from a creature in the dark. I looked down at my mango machine, which was letting out a bright light. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine. It's attracting the creatures of the night. Someone close the lid on my mango machine, or I'll knock you as high as a kite. The following night came without problems. We got the lid closed just in time. We continued our trek through the mucky swamps, eating our share of mangoes. John said that mangoes are rare, and I asked if he'd ever been to Kentucky, to the city of mangoes. I heard a click and turned around. My mango machine was open again. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine. It's attracting the creatures of the night. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine, or I'll knock you as high as a kite. We took care of the problem again, and John still didn't believe me about the city of mangoes, run by lizards of all shapes and races. That place doesn't exist, thought John at that moment. And I proved him wrong by showing him my pamphlet. He was upset, he was wrong, and he kicked in fury, accidentally opening the lid on my mango machine. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine. It's attracting the creatures of the night. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine, or I'll knock you as high as a kite. Talked to John into visiting the Mango City, where he purchased his own machine. He began dispensing mangoes at a rapid rate, and I urged him to stop immediately. Poor old John passed away that morning, a mango to the brain. I sat in my home mourning the loss, while chugging back on some mango juice. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine. It's attracting the creatures of the night. Someone closed the lid on my mango machine, or I'll knock you as high as a kite. Just please close the lid on my mango machine. My mango machine.